Mother, can you not? And you thought your mom was nuts. Read for you by the author, Kate Siegel, and her mother, Kim Friedman.
Kate, I sat next to the nicest young man at Starbucks today, Yale, lawyer. I showed him your Facebook picture and I gave him your number.
Mom, you can't keep giving my number out to strangers.
Yale.
Dear lawyer evaluating this book. Number one, I'm sorry. You probably took this job, vetting manuscripts for Penguin Random House, to read books by important authors like Salman Rushdie and the President of the United States. You certainly didn't sign up to read about my mother's vagina, so for that, I apologize. Number two, I'm so sorry. As you read these essays, you may be shocked by some of the mortifying situations my mother has gotten herself and me into over the years, in an effort to avoid humiliating and getting sued by innocent third parties who appear in this book. I have changed names and small details to protect their identities. Hell, I wish I could assume a fake name for some of these stories. For instance, I would love to pretend it was my sister who was the accomplice to my mother's cat larceny instead of me. Alas, I do not have a sister. Number three, I'm so very, very sorry. That last point in section two brings me to the following elephant in this metaphorical room. My mom has had a few minor brushes with the law, and I've written about some of them in this book. I've done a fair amount of research as I don't want my mom to go to jail most of the time, and I believe the statute of limitations has expired on the criminal offenses disclosed in the essays. But of course, you're the one with the law degree, so I'll defer to you. Truly sorry, Kate Siegel. Introduction. When my mother was 25 years old, she moved to Los Angeles to pursue her dream of becoming a television director. She hitched a ride to Hollywood with no idea how to drive, no job, and no place to live, unless you count the floor of a garage in West Hollywood without direct access to plumbing or heat. She was ultimately successful, even nominated for a directing Emmy, but in the early days, she had no money and wrote porn scripts to pay the rent. When asked about that time in her life, she always remembers it proudly.
Oh, honey, it was fabulous. So I wrote a few pornos. You do what you have to do, and it was fun.
Incidentally, if anyone listening to this is in possession of a late 70s skin flick called The Bionic Tool, please email me at crazyjewishmom@gmail.com. My mom doesn't remember her porn name, so the writing credit could either be Kim Friedman or, if I had to guess, her superhero alter ego, The Castrator. Given my mother's job history, I suppose I should have anticipated a positive response when I told her about a seemingly crazy idea I had for a project, sharing our intensely personal conversations on the internet every day. At this point, I should mention that my mother texts me a lot, like a lot. Seriously, I counted. She averages 111 text messages a day. In light of the content of some of these messages, I had some serious privacy concerns when I thought about sharing them.
Oh my God, did you have sex last night?
So inappropriate. Go away.
Kate, I just read that rubbers made in China may have holes in them. You need more sperm blockage. Let's get you a diaphragm now.
Mom, please stop.
But diaphragms are back in style. They are on fleek.
Her reaction to my idea was,
try it. I mean, I'd prefer you make an app and become a billionaire Mark Zuckerberg with ovaries. But are you kidding me? I mean, what are you afraid of? Try something. You're not getting any younger.
With my mother's encouragement, I began posting screenshots of our conversations on Instagram.
Good morning, Spawn. Kegel alert! Kegel alert! Kegel alert! Kegel alert!
Mother, you have to stop doing this. It's not funny.
Kate, this isn't a joke. If you don't vaginicize every day, your lady bits will explode when you have a baby. Do you want that to happen? Do your Kegels. Seriously.
I immediately regretted the decision. Oh, dear God, what have I done? How am I ever going to be taken seriously after people know that my mom texts me daily Kegel reminders and has a lot to say about dildos and my vagina in general? Sharing my personal life so publicly was a major adjustment, and for the first few weeks, I wanted to hide in my apartment. Was my boss's boss's boss just staring at me because of last night's vagina post? Probably not, as he didn't know my name. Was my dry cleaner smirking about the soy sauce stain on my blazer, or because he read this afternoon's